back to the Nutramedical Report. We have another amazing guest. I'm just really so impressed with your research and your work. Derek P. Gilpert, The Great Inception. I like the title, too. The Satan Psyops from the Eden to Armageddon. Can you summarize? We talked about this last week, but for people who haven't heard your other show, and, of course, we archive them and cross-index them over at Deagle Network. So if they just put in your name, Derek P. Gilpert or The Great Inception, they're going to find the audio. They can even pull a clip out. I'd love to offer you the option of having also being able to do podcasts of previous things you've done, audio and video, and we'll pull some up through our Deagle Network. And also getting an event over on live stream. We'll do some live stream videos, either PowerPoint or just going to your websites, and having an open discussion so we can put this over live stream to YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Patreon, Spreaker, all kinds of other platforms, and it gets a massive exposure because people need to get this book to understand what's really going on. Most of these things haven't been academically researched enough, and the pastors haven't taught their citizens and their churches enough in America or around the world. This is vital information because we're caught in the middle of a spiritual and a galactic, a cosmic, and a physical battle for the hearts, minds, souls, and the future of humanity on Earth, aren't we?
Absolutely, absolutely. And thank you very much. It's an honor to be back. In a nutshell, The Great Inception is an analysis of the Bible and the Bible's record of a long rebellion by fallen angels, if you prefer, but God in the Bible calls them gods, so that's the term I use in the book. A rebellion of the small g gods against their creator. He has decreed that they will die someday, and I show some of the key confrontations in this battle and why the concept of holy mountains is important in this this long battle. This long war began on a mountain, which is Eden, and it will end on a mountain, which is the Temple Mount, Zion, in Jerusalem.
Right. Now, of course, there's a symbology in the temples, too. It turns out that if you look from space over the Mount of Moriah, it's actually in the shape of a shin. Shin means, in a sense, to hear and do. In other words, the voice of God is speaking through the shin, which is the Temple Mount in the covenant he made there. The first one, of course, was the Stone of Abraham, where Abraham brought his son to sacrifice him, and he was given the alternative sacrifice, an animal sacrifice there. Later on, of course, I think it was King David bought the threshing floor to set up his first temple, and he actually took that threshing floor of, I'm trying to remember the name of the farmer that was up there.
Arana.
And when he bought that threshing floor, he turned it into the floor of the temple itself when it was built by his son Solomon. So it's kind of interesting that there's a symbology there. It's also under Islam, and although Muhammad never visited there, it's said that he kind of launched his horse to go to heaven from the Temple Mount. And that's another interesting factoid that people should take into account, because I believe Islam is a satanic faith. It has elements in it that are totally pagan, including the three goddesses. In fact, one of the things that my guide in Israel said to me, Nicola Saliba, who was rebuilding the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, the Al-Aqsa Mosque, which is on the Temple Mount, and the Russian Orthodox Church at the Mount of Olives. And he told us that around the Stone of Abraham, there's a saying in Arabic that says that Allah had no son, but he did have three daughters. In other words, the three perfect women, perfect goddesses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And people need to start grasping that there's the elements of Satanism here, including in the current Vatican, the World Council of Churches, the United Nations, and even the policies of the uber left in America are all purely satanic. And the logic and the intelligence and the planning over millennia for the devil's game here is pretty overwhelming if you don't really understand the brilliance of God and the fact that it's all war gamed out. God's already won. But so for some strange reason, the dark side continues to try to destroy, because their goal is not necessarily to win. It's to destroy enough of God's children that God pays a price by losing his offspring. That's what I think the devil's game is, to kill as many of us, not only physically, but to destroy the souls of millions of potential children of the Most High that live in eternity with him.
I would agree with you, because I don't see any other end game that makes any rational sense from their perspective. They know that their end has been decreed. If you read Psalm 82, you see that their deaths have been decreed for their rebellion. So all they've got left is to try to do as much damage on the way out as they can possibly do.
Right. It's like a scorched earth policy of the loser.
Exactly. Somebody trying to tip over the board. They've already lost, so let's flip over the board and do as much damage to it as we can.
Yeah, or set fire to the home after we lose a board game.
Which, sadly, is not an implausible headline these days.
Yeah, believe it or not, it's nowadays the psyche, and I see people doing bizarre behavior. I saw this one young woman who encouraged her boyfriend to kill himself with carbon monoxide poisoning. Now, I want to go over some of the titles of the book. The first is Chapter 1, Eden. The number 2, Herman, and you mentioned that Dr. Michael Heiser was a good inspiration for reversing Herman.
Yes.
The Tower of Babel, Sinai, and there are really three points at which you can point to the source of evil in the world right nowadays. The first, of course, is the original fall at Eden. But I like to phrase it so that people can grasp it. Really is, I got this, God. In other words, I'm so made so perfect, God. We don't really need to consult you because the snake in the garden told Eve first that we're so perfect we can decide what's good or evil. We don't have to consult you anymore. Mm-hmm. But there's also the Genesis 6 issue and the Babel issue that are also involved. So if you talk to a rabbinical scholar or a Christian scholar, they'll tell you there's two other major reasons why there's evil in the world. And you flesh this out in your Bible, in your analysis, and show that this battle plan is coming right through to our day right now with, for example, the Uber left and people like Hillary Clinton. And I refer to, and this is part of the name of my other ministry called Clay and Iron Ministries, that people of clay, flesh, have been indwelt or controlled or avatared by transdimensional entities, and she's a person of clay and iron. Her family have literally cursed her down through generations because these people are, in a sense, avatared by minions. They've been, in a sense, I like to use a legalism we call, they've been minionized. And people say, I don't believe that, Dr. Deagle, you're delusional. I say, you know what? I like the comment by God, you know, when he puts through his servants through experiences that are not really, discussable. The ancient prophets and so on, God literally talked to them audibly, or he did things to say, hey, you know, I'm God, you're not. You're going to listen to me. You better tell the people these things. And these ancient prophets, even at their own danger, did God's will. But then you have the title of the chapter, Sinai, Zaphon, Carmel, Zion, and Jabal al-Nur, and what things may come, chapter 9, the great inception, and the return to the mountain, and of course, chapter 12, the long war. So let's go through some of these issues without giving all the secrets of the book, because they need order. And I got my book actually pretty quickly. I'm pretty impressed by how fast Amazon got it to me.
Oh, cool.
I want people to understand, when you start analyzing and reading these things, you start to kind of put the whole picture together to say, I get the war plan and strategy, and we have a loser, I call Lucifer, that's my other name, I got called as a loser, I call Lucifer, and he's losing, but he wants to take a whole lot of our brothers and sisters with him to the place of annihilation. You know, Jesus said, fear not who can destroy the body, but who can destroy the soul in Hades or hell or whatever. People don't realize that the end of the soul is not a party with Flip Wilson and Sammy Davis Jr. in hell, having cocktails with Satan. It's eternal annihilation, falling in the dark forever, separated from the Creator. And the agitation of hell is not an external heat, it's an internal heat of the agitation of the soul, separated from its Creator.
Absolutely. The titles of the chapters were intended to show sort of the chronological stages of the war, the long war between these small g gods and their creator. And of course, Eden was the original mountain. Ezekiel 28 tells us that Eden was the mountain of God on which the guardian cherub that covers, or Lucifer, Satan, the Nakash in Hebrew, convinced Adam and Eve that a lie was the truth. And that is the definition of a psychological operation, or psyop.
Right.
Information, disinformation, or misinformation that is fed to a person or group of people to get them to change their behavior. And by feeding this lie to Adam and Eve, the divine rebel in Eden, Satan, was able to convince them to disobey God. They behaved as though the lie were the truth. Oh, if we eat this fruit, we'll be just like him. Well, you know, that didn't work out very well for them or for us. And as you mentioned, there are multiple stages to this rebellion. Christians, when asked why is the world in the sorry state it's in, and I credit Dr. Heiser for this analysis, most of us Christians would say, well, it was because of what happened in the garden. But the point of his book, his excellent book, Reversing Hermon, is that Jews of the Second Temple period, which would include Jesus and the apostles, would say, yeah, that was part of it. But where it really went wrong was in Genesis 6, when the watchers came down on Mount Hermon and brought all this forbidden knowledge to humanity. Witchcraft, sorcery, pharmakia, the art of making implements of war and making war, you know, root cuttings and potions and so forth. All of that forbidden knowledge that was brought to mankind by the watchers, that's why the world is in such a terrible state.
Yeah, by the way, bringing pharma technology and metallurgy and even weapons of war weapons of warfare is obviously bad. But the thing that was the worst was what's called the powers of divinations. In other words, it's literally changing the physical world of they call it the negentropic world, the world of the lake of fire where we live, which is where we live in the lake of fire, where we have a heliosphere that protects us, the sun, but the magnetosphere protects the earth. Without the magnetosphere and the ozone layer, we would be fried from space. So there is a spiritual, in a sense, ozone layer and a magnetosphere around us as well, which is the God's grace. And these three things are going on here. For example, with the Watchers, they didn't just come down here and invade and become leaders. They hybridized physically and genetically with mankind. It said, you know, that only Noah and his families were perfect in their generations. And if you look at the actual Hebrew words, ancient Aramaic words, they actually mean they weren't genetically modified. So basically everyone on earth had been genetically hybridized, which is why when you see some of these descriptions of part human, part animal, in fact, one of the things they have on Drudge today is some little village somewhere is thinking that the devil made it to some sheep come as a half human, half human, half sheep.
Mm-hmm.
And it probably is just a mutant. But the fact is that these kind of things happen in the ancient world. They actually did hybridization of humans with animals. People say, no, they didn't. What's in the book of Jasher,
right,
by James, the brother of Jesus. And so, therefore, the early Christians believed the book of Enoch, which most people didn't realize until the end of the 3rd century when Constantine took over. Early Christians believed the book of Enoch was the word of God.
Right. And that, again, gives a lot more depth and context to what happened there on Mount Hermon. The thing that I found fascinating was in researching the cosmology, the religions of the ancient, the pagan nations around ancient Israel, was that there were groups of people who believed that they were descended from those watchers, specifically the Amorites, the kings of the Amorites who lived around ancient Israel.
Right.
And I'm going to dig into that more deeply for a follow-up book, hopefully in 2018. That's the plan anyway.
It probably explains some of the reasons why when you'll hear atheists quote that, you know, God, the guy, ancient God, is so cruel that he would wipe out not only the men, women, children, but even the animals. And remember the wedge of gold that Ai got and brought the whole all the tribes into judgment under King David. People don't realize that these populations were so interbred, and they did pass on generations that were hybrid human and these Nephilim. And God had to cleanse the earth. That's why the flood came. He literally cleansed the earth with the flood because of the Nephilim and their hybridization. But he also prophesied at the time of the end that so shall the days of Noah, so shall be the coming of the sons of man. So the return of Nephilimnish, if you want to call it, shall be one of the signs of the end.
And when you look at the parallel verse in Luke, I believe it is, where it says, also, as it was in the days of Lot, and we see the behavior, what was going on in Sodom, I would suggest it's more than just homosexuality, even though, you know, Sodom has become sort of a byword for that lifestyle choice. It appears that the men of Sodom knew that the visitors to Lot's house were angelic. They really, really wanted to get their hands on those guys. So it was the chasing of strange flesh that was condemned. But interestingly, we see that same spirit behind that, you know, today, in our world today. You know, Canada last week passing a law that would essentially, that could potentially make it illegal to use the wrong gender pronoun or to use someone's not unpreferred gender pronoun. But when you look at the ancient world, the ancient goddess Inanna, who's gone by many names since her days in ancient Sumer, Inanna, Ishtar, Astarte, Aphrodite, Venus.
Right.
She was promoting gender fluidity 1,000 years before Abraham walked the earth.
Well, look at the Baphomet, who's a hermaphrodite devil god. I mean, basically neither male nor female.
Yeah, and that was the same with Ishtar, Inanna. She would have a beard at some times, and other times she would be all woman. To the Canaanites, she was represented by the planet Venus. In fact, she was represented by Venus through most of her career. And with the Canaanites, depending on what time of day it was, whether it was the morning star or the evening star, determined whether she or he was in the sky. It was either Astarte or Athtar, the female version or the male version, depending on the time of day. So, and that is the, you could make a really good case that Ishtar, Inanna, Venus is the spirit of our age today, the goddess of sex, carnal sex, not marital husband and wife sex, but carnal sex, gender fluid sex, and war is the spirit of our 21st century.
Right. Now, the reason why there's gender fluidity, and people need to know this, is that it's very similar to the, the demonic plan is to turn the world into a hive, and most of the worker class are non-reproducing drones. And that's why the gender fluidity is also in the United Nations. There's 34 different designations of sexual orientation now in the UN as of last year. And in fact, people can now file for general neutral status. They're neither male nor female.
Right, right.
There's example people that are psychotic that are out there, actually removed all their sex organs, and they've even done such plastic surgery they look like aliens. They don't look like normal humans anymore.
Yeah. It's the plan of the enemy. It's at least one aspect of their plan to deconstruct or destroy God's creation. And Jesus described it very simply. In the beginning created he them male and female. He didn't create them male, female, both, neither, other. It's male and female. And I know that there are some genetic aberrations in a very small percentage of children born where there are questions as to, you know, what should it. Babylonian Empire. There's a hymn that was written to celebrate the ascension to the throne of a guy named Ishmi Dagon, who was the king of northern Mesopotamia in the 19th century BC. So again, in the days of Abraham, this stuff was common. When Moses came down from Sinai with the law, that was progressive.
Wow. Now, what's interesting is the right now in the spiritual realm, there's a great war happening. My wife just popped in the door. She's heading out to do something. And she said, I feel really strong zonky. And people, if they have spiritual discernment right now, they need to know that the word that we're talking about, we're dialoguing with you, Derek, is really agitating the dark side. They don't want people to know that there's a battle in the heavenlies. They don't want to know that many of their leaders are actually indwelt by satanic powers or memes or ideas or actual beings. They don't want to know that there's generational curses passed down through organizations of people like the Rodhams and their latest incarnation, Hillary Rodham Clinton, who's a high-level witch. Literally, W-I-T-C-H. Her coven in Los Angeles, the same as the guy Rules for Radicals, who dedicated his book to Satan, believe it or not. Interesting stuff, isn't it?
Fascinating.
Yeah. Back in a moment with Derek P. Gilbert.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
The NutriMedical Report is broadcast on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. At 100% listener-supported radio, please donate and support Revolution Radio at freedom, F-R-E-D-O-M, slips.com. Thank you.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there, without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
Welcome back. So let's talk about this. So the deviltry that's going on in our government, for example, Hillary Clinton and their foundation, the deviltry that's going on in the church, like the Jesuits, where they call themselves the Society of Jesus, nothing but. This is not the Society of Yeshu. It's more likely the Society of Zeus rather than Jesus, isn't it?
Yeah, it as you say, the fallen, the enemy, don't want people, Christians especially, or Jews, but Christians especially, to know that there is a spirit realm out there that is very complex, very active, and most of it is hostile to the Creator.
I'm going to say a shocking statement here now, and I hope you're sitting down out there. But I find it much easier to talk to atheists, agnostics, communists, and people that are rebels than to talk to Christians. Usually I get spittle, I get disgust, I get them trying to misquote scriptures. Remember, one of the things that I'm capable of doing that a lot of people can't is I can't tolerate cognitive dissonance. My brain just goes bonk, bonk, bonk. I can't tolerate cognitive dissonance. I'm like a child with Down syndrome, only an IQ many times higher than that, and I can't tolerate it. And if you talk to a child with Down syndrome, everything to them is a gestalt. So the problem is a lot of these people, they're calling themselves Christians. They've been so inured with their pastors, for example, thinking that the rapture is going to take them out of here. And they're hoping any minute it's going to go. So don't worry about your mortgage on your big church with your carpet. So think you're going to get vertigo. On the other hand, they somehow think that once saved, always saved, which is another lie. They believe somehow that they don't need to know the signs of the end of when the tribulation is going to start. And it's going to be very obvious. Right now, Jared Kushner's over there in Israel. Stage one of this three-stage peace treaty, if you want to call it, is already happening today, where he's meeting with Mahmoud Abbas from the Palestinian Authority and Bibi Netanyahu. I call him Nutsanyahu because that's how crazy he is. And of course, he's certified by Trump. And, you know, a lot of the policies that Israel's doing now it reminded me of the tree, you know, talks about the tree that Jesus cursed because he walked up to this tree, you know, which is a fig tree. And figs are good. I mean, I have fig bars all the time as a snack with white, you know, with egg whites and so on. They're called RX bars. They're great. And they're really high protein, only 200 calories. But I can tell you, when Jesus saw the fig tree and there were no figs on it, he cursed it, and 24 hours later it died. Israel's return to the land of unbelief, it was part of the Balfour Declaration of high-level Masons and Satanists. It wasn't something that was returned to, God was going to guarantee it, just like he used the king of Babylon, whose name the king of Babylon. Remember what his name was, his title? Nebuchadnezzar means king of kings. He literally took the same title as God. That's how arrogant these maniacs were. And of course, he made it so crazy that he actually ate grass like an animal for 7 years and literally let his hair grow long. So, you know, God has a way of dealing with these idiots. And unfortunately, when we have people like Hillary Clinton, she's so infested with a demonic horde. And I pray for this woman because she's caught in a matrix. I prayed a few years ago and I said, God, show me who Hillary Clinton is. You know, because I know a lot of research behind her. When I met her physically at Dakota Ridge High School in January of 2000 after Columbine, because I took care of the first kid shot there, and I met Bill Clinton. He's the kind of guy you'd go on a fishing boat and have a six-pack of beer and share a few jokes. But you wouldn't turn your back to him because he could take a leak in your boots while you're standing there, shake your hand, tell you a funny joke, and stab you in the back at the same time. But Hillary Clinton, when I held her hand, it was cold as a dead mackerel, and this pantsuited female. I didn't see a 5'3" pantsuited female because I have second sight from my near-death experience at 8.5. I saw a 16'8" Draco reptilian monstrosity, and it saw me. And it knew I could see it. Nobody else, of course, could. And this was as clear as day. It wasn't like, oh, you just got an idea in your head. No. I could see it. And I can tell you, it was terrified because it knew that Deagle was not a normal person. I'm not normal. Okay, I've been called back from literally the threshold of heaven and sent back here specifically to warn people. And I can tell you right now that we are so damn close to things of destruction, because phase one of the peace treaty means phase two, when the Arab states and the Gulf cooperative states agree to the acceptance of this treaty and accept the caliphate, which the cohort of Mr. Erdogan, the now dictatorial president of Turkey, that's now trying to become full member of European Union. That's phase two. Phase three is Sukkot, when the Jews decided to do a blood sacrifice on the Temple Mount, and by rabbinic law, the only day they can do it is on Sukkot. So when that happens, and I don't know when it is, it's coming soon. Nutramedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages. NutraMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order
or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com. Welcome back. So let's go through some of these other chapters. We've got some interesting material to cover here. So we're looking at Mount Hermon. Obviously, Babel is the third major, if you want to call it, fall. And a lot of people don't go deep enough of what Babel was. They talk about the confusion of the languages and how God scattered the peoples. Tell us your interpretation of that whole Babel thing, which is, I think of Babel as a university, almost like a high temple. Like a university in the ancient world, turns out all the higher education institutions, like the ones that Moses went to, and by the way, his name Moshe means son, like Johnson, like, you know, from Norway, right? So it means he was actually supposed to be the next designated pharaoh because of his intellectual and physical prowess. He was actually supposed to be the next leader of the land. And so Moshe meant he was actually designated to be the leader of the people of the Egyptians, if they were under godly control, which they weren't, which is why eventually became a go into his own people. But Babel, what does Babel mean in your analysis?
Well, Babel, again, one of the mountains that I list in the book, The Great Inception, was the artificial mountain that was built by Nimrod. And I dug into secular research to try to get a deeper explanation of what was going on in the biblical text. Clearly, it was significant because God, Yahweh, intervened personally, which is something he didn't do very often in the Bible.
Right.
When you look at Sumerian records, Sumerian literature, their cosmology, their religion, I think we do it a disservice, as we do with the Greeks and the Romans, by calling their religion mythology, which gives it the weight, the gravitas of Aesop's fables. This was their religion, and they believed that their king, that an ancient king named Enmerkar, who was second in Sumerian lore only to Gilgamesh in terms of being one of their heroic figures of their past, tried to build up a temple to the god Enki at the city of Eridu. And according to Sumerian records, Eridu was the oldest city on record. Well, what have we found out about Eridu? In the late 1940s, an archaeological team discovered the oldest and largest ziggurat in Mesopotamia. And that's saying something, because they found some pretty spectacular step pyramids, those ziggurats, dug out of the sands of Iraq and Syria and western Iran. But this one at Eridu was the oldest and the largest ever found. There are 18 construction layers at this particular temple. And the top layer, level number one, was huge. It was immense. This god, Enki, had been worshipped there ever since the city was founded. And, of course, secular archaeologists will put the date at about 5400 B.C. Okay, we'll just argue that point later. The point being, though, it predated any other ancient city in ancient Sumer. It was at least 3,000 years, almost 3,000 years before the city of Babylon was founded. Sometime around, during the period that historians call the Uruk expansion, which would be somewhere between 4,000 and about 3,100 BC, using their dating, this city of Uruk rose to prominence and dominated all of what is today Iraq, Kuwait, Syria, Lebanon, Jordan, Israel, Western Iran. They call that period the Uruk expansion. Well, the Bible tells us that Erech, E-R-E-C-H in most English translations, was the center of Nimrod's kingdom, along with Babel. Okay, Babel is derived from the Akkadian Ba-Bel, which just means gate of the gods or gate of God, probably gate of the gods. But in the Sumerian poem called Enmerkar and the Lord of Arata, and I give reasons in the book why I believe Enmerkar is actually Nimrod, he was trying to build up this temple to the god Enki and literally turn it into the abode of the gods. And again, this gets back to the theme throughout the Bible and throughout the ancient world that mountains were sacred. That was where the gods lived. Apparently, this guy Enmerkar, this king Nimrod, was trying to build an artificial mountain to bring the gods to him and put them right there in his backyard. The thing that I think is significant is that temple to the god Enki, whose name means Lord of the Earth or God of this world, perhaps, was called the Eabzu, which means House of the Abyss. He was trying to build the House of the Abyss into a home for the Anunnaki, the Sumerian gods. And of course, Yahweh, the creator, according to the Bible, came down and said, no, this will not stand. And he divided the nations and divided up their language. But here's the interesting thing. When they dug up this temple site in 1948 and 49, the guy who headed up the archaeological team said, you know, the final stage of this temple, it was never completed. At the height of the archaeological achievement in ancient Sumer, 5,000 years ago, for some reason, the site was suddenly and completely abandoned and very quickly drifted over with sand. Well, we find in Genesis chapter 11, after the languages were confused, they left off building the city. And that's the thing that comes up again and again. When you compare the Bible against secular archaeology, the archaeology of the world reinforces the biblical narrative. And the idea that this is a literal confrontation between God, the creator, and these rebellious small g gods who rejected his authority.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
So what was happening in the supernatural realm there? Don't have any idea. We can only speculate. But it was something significant enough that the one who spoke the universe into existence found it necessary to intercede and to stop the work. And again, that's exactly what archaeologists found when they died. Now, here's what's interesting. They, in spite of the war that's been going on there in southeast Iraq, the threat posed by the Islamic State and other rebel groups, the ongoing Sunni-Shia conflict there in southeast Iraq, there's a team of archaeologists, a joint Iraqi-Italian expedition that's now working at Eridu again. So I'm looking forward to seeing what they find.
Let me throw out a few factoids. Have you ever heard of the area called the Yazidi?
The people called the Yazidi?
Yes.
The ones who worshipped Melek Kaus, the peacock angel?
Right, and they worshipped this god. They have an area of northern Iraq near Kirkuk that's an area that's been burning, they assume, for at least 7,000 years. It's an oil field area.
Right, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
You're aware of that.
Yeah.
Did you know that when they went oil exploring through Iraq, they discovered the largest oil field on Earth, bigger than the one in Venezuela with higher quality oil?
Right,
so that they're rebuilding the military and so on because this area of North Iraq, and this is what's really the driving force behind a lot of the things in Turkey, is that most of eastern Turkey is all Kurdish. Most of western Iran is Kurdish. If you actually had the rise of Kurdistan, the new country of Kurdistan, which is now about to be declared, Kurdistan is one of the things that will happen out of the so-called caliphate. And the Kurds and the Persians, the Medo-Persians, will then have control, which they haven't had for 2,000 plus years, all the way from the Persian Gulf right through to the Mediterranean.
Mm.
Now, if you look at where all the ancient cities are established, you're aware of ley lines, right?
Yes.
Now, do you know what a ley line is?
It's a power line, basically.
Let me explain. The world that we have is created in a hyperspace in what's called a negentropic world of the astral plane, the spirit plane, this plane of the prince of the power of the air, which is Satan and his demigods. and the collective consciousness of mankind is being steered like cattle to create a timeline future that they want us to create. So they literally try to infuse it, whether it's through the media, the churches, or education, to get us to believe in a system that collectively we create what's called the timeline of that they want. The ley lines are actually a template for how to create the physical Earth in hyperspace in the astral plane. And those energy points, they planted cities at these specific energy points because they're actually parts of the linkage to the we call the abyss, which is literally a linkage to the higher plane of existence or the astral or negentropic plane of the spirit, which is why if you talk to these satanic ceremonies like the black mass that's played, they take, say, the Lord's Prayer in Latin and actually reverse it, because when it crosses the plane between our existence and the higher plane, it actually reverses, just like going through the looking glass. It reverses. Mm. Just like when you look in a mirror, it reverses. Mm-hmm. Speech reverses, which is why you see all these Satanists using what we call reverse speech. You ever heard of that before?
Yeah, uh-huh.
And what they're doing is they're speaking to the collective intelligence to create a timeline or future that they want. So if you talk to people like the Rothschilds and Rockefellers, they're using divinations. So, for example, have you ever heard of the Society of the Bell? Society of the Bell was a German society that was part of the Thule Gesellschaft, which is basically looking back to the ancient technologies of the Frill Society, going back to the ancient people of the Himalayas and ancient Asia, going back 5,000 years ago. In fact, the symbol of the Nazis, it's not Nazi, it goes back 7,000 plus years.
Right.
That sign is a swirling sign of the sun. It's a solar sign, sign of the power of the sun. And what they were doing is they're using divinations to actually speak through the astral plane to actually figure out technology, like the use of the mercury that's used in the ancient propulsion systems for the Vimana. And they reproduced it, so they actually had Vimana anti-gravitonic mercury plasma jet engines back in the Second World War. You're aware of that, right?
Yes, yes. Just couldn't produce enough of them to turn the tide before it was...
Right, they couldn't produce enough of them exactly because of materials and time and engineering, etc. So what was really going on is that people don't understand is that Nazi Germany arose as a Masonic cult fighting other Masonic organizations within Germany. And it was supported by the banks because the globalist bankers want to have a dialectic of conflict, because the greatest engine to move forward toward their New World Order is war. But they had a great deal of difficulty finally putting down Adolf Hitler, which they actually created. And they realized also Adolf Hitler was using technology. He went to Antarctica and went to the ancient temples that were in Antarctica. Because if you look at the maps that even the Vatican had in the maps in the Vatican Library, Antarctica wasn't always under ice, and there's ancient pyramids and temples under there.
Mm-hmm.
You're aware of that, right?
Yeah, it's
so the population. There's actually a volcanically feeded area of tropical and subtropical plants in an ocean underneath a shelf of ice off the coast of Antarctica that's there. Because remember, the crust of the Earth slides on the mantle. And for example, 8 million years ago, Alaska was on the equator.
Mm-hmm.
That's a geological fact. Now, so what we're dealing with is that the devils that are involved here have been doing this over many, many millennia. One of the very first things I was taught at U.S. Space Command is the Dark Knight satellite, which they estimated has been in orbit around Earth between 13 and 35,000 years. And it's larger than the International Space Station, and it's in polar orbit that we only achieved late in the 1990s. We didn't have it by the time I was there. They weren't able to do polar orbit. So what we're dealing with is a technological and spiritual culture, and hacking human consciousness is child's play to an advanced culture from another world that has satanic leanings. And this is one of the things that I find difficult with a lot of Christians. They over-spiritualize things. They don't realize these beings, yes, they are spiritual, and yes, they are transdimensional, yes, they are in the astral plane, but they're also in the physical plane. They literally hybridized their DNA with humans. They actually came from a physical place in the galaxy. In fact, if you actually look at all the Masonic ceremonies and research going back in every Masonic group on Earth, they all refer to the star system of the Devil Star and the Belt of Orion.
Hmm.
Every single one of them. Every single one of them also believe in the return of Apollo or Apollonius. And this is one of the things that gives me great concern over Donald Trump, because he has a fascination with it, and he's a high-level Mason. He's, you know, we call a white knight, or you would call if you want to call it a crusader. But he has an inordinate fascination with Apollo.
Mm.
Now, Apollo according to all high-level Masons around the world, and this is well above the 33rd degree, and I understand these things, and I'm not going to explain why, but I do, all believe that Apollo was a demigod that lived on Mars, and when there was a great galactic war, the Martian atmosphere and water was ripped off and the civilization collapsed, but their colony on Earth survived. Every single Masonic organization on Earth, in fact, they all worship the obelisk, which is a phallic symbol of the fallen Apollo or demigod on Mars.
Huh.
Isn't that interesting? So whether it's in front of the Vatican or the Washington, D.C. or the United Nations, everywhere you see a phallic symbol, including the ancient peoples of the Khazars that later adopted Judaism, that became the Khazarian Jews, their system of belief systems was virtually identical to all the pagans of the Middle East, including the Palestinians versus the Dagon, who is the amphibious reptilian war god that came from the star system Orion. They're all identical. Doesn't matter if you go to South Africa, Oceania, anywhere on Earth, you'll find the ancient shamans and high priests and whatever all believe exactly the same thing. And all high-level Masons believe Apollonius is about to return.
Well, that is certainly prophesied in the Bible, as we see Apollyon in Revelation 9, the one with the key to the pit.
Right, by the key to the pit, people don't understand. They think of the pit as down, but it's actually up. The key to the pit is the connection between the physical plane of the negentropic world, because here is time. Time exists when there's decay, to the astral plane, which is the negentropic world where thought and it can literally create reality on our physical level. So the one with the key to the pit calls himself Degautu, and that's the title Satan says. That's why when you hear the 17th level of the Orc Rite, the name of Satan is Yabalon, Yahweh, the creator god, which is the one who created the universe, Baal and Osiris, meaning the fertility god, and Osiris, who literally was resurrected, came back. And when they talk about the key to the pit, it means that he is the god, the prince of the power of the air. It's another title for Satan.
Hmm.
The pit is not down, it's up. It's a pit toward the astral plane that controls literally reality. And so what we're dealing with is we're in a galactic and cosmic war that's both physical and spiritual. It's genetic, it's environmental. Even the effects on our planet are affected by galactic and cosmic events, such as the passage of, which is to great consternation of the NASA, the Atacama Large Millimeter Array, which is a gravitonic telescope across the planet, literally huge, reactivated last year and showed that the Nibiru, they call it the Devil Star, Heraclius is the ancient term that the Sumerians used, the destroyer, is now in our outer solar system at 0.73 light years out, and the gravity waves are causing the heliosphere to put a lot more radiation than it's been coming in over decades. It's also shoved in hyper-elliptical comets that are, some of them are pretty big, like Sighting Spring. One of those large comets that Halley's Comet, was actually supposed to intersect with the orbital pathway of Earth back in 1996. And the Vatican thought it was the fulfillment of the third letter of Fatima. And luckily, with orbital drag, it missed us by 3 months, but it was actually precisely passing our orbital pathway. They thought it was going to directly collide with Earth. Now, when I worked taking care of employees at U.S. Space Command, only 4% of objects that are city crashes or larger are actually detected before they come in within the orbital pathways of Earth or its debris field. And in 12 years, Apophis, the destroyer, is going to pass Earth with a 1% chance of direct strike and a virtual guarantee that some of this debris field will strike Earth with a comet in an asteroid storm. People don't know this, and it's published right there in a space weather. You can go to NASA sites and see this. They know it's coming, and so do the globalists.
Come quickly, Lord.
Yeah, isn't that wild?
Weekend of June 24th, more than 40,000 ham radio operators across North...
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
The NutriMedical Report is broadcast on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. At 100% listener-supported radio, please donate and support Revolution Radio at freedom, F-R-E-D-O-M, slips.com. Thank you.
You gotta let me go. Are we human? Or are we dancer? My sign is vital. My hands are cold. Are we human, or are we dancing?
Welcome back. So with that little story, I want you to continue on the issue. We have, of course, these other things, Sinai, Zaphon, Carmel, Zion, Jabal al-Nur. That sounds really interesting, Jabal al-Nur. I've heard that term before.
That's the one holy mountain or sacred mountain that isn't in the Bible, but it's arguably the one that's influencing the world more than any other today, and that is the mountain where Muhammad was visited by something calling itself Jibril or Gabriel, which gave him the words that were later compiled into various versions of the Quran.
He had a Gabriel-ish visitation, because I know I've actually had a Gabriel visitation myself, and I can tell you, Gabriel is the messenger of God. He's a mouthpiece of God, and he's not going to give it to a devil, because Muhammad did 29 jihads personally and was involved in 75 jihads before he bit it and died.
Yeah.
This is a monster, and in Islam, there's a lot of good people trapped in this so-called religion, and it's not, according to Bill Warner, who will be back on the program here next Friday, Islam is not a religion, it's a geopolitical and satanic control system.
Absolutely.
And this is what the New World Order is. When you talk about the Mark of the Beast, there's a spiritual element to it as well as physical. A lot of people think, well, if I got a credit card or a Social Security number, it's the Mark of the Beast. No. You have to be in a physical lockstep with Gaia worship of the planet as a goddess. You have to believe that the Earth will not survive unless there's a reduction of carbon output, rather than stop killing the benthic layer of the oceans, which kills the carbon dioxide, converting to oxygen, phytoplankton, make 80% of the oxygen, which these idiots don't understand. I was an oceanographer in 73 before I went into medicine. And what we have is a system where people are not grasping that we're in the final death throes of the dragon. The dragon's system is being exposed. And that's why even idiots like, you know, Mr. Ossoff, I got a kick out of the campaign manager for Trump. She said in her response to the loss by Ossoff, she said she laughed her ass off.
Yeah, I saw that.
I thought, you're pretty funny. You're pretty funny, but you crystallized it. The fact is, though, they're being exposed. You know, the demonic side are being exposed. When we look at Pedogate, 3,500-plus officials in politics, including some fairly high-level, have been caught. And there's a number of now the deep state, including people like Comey and this guy, Mueller, that's running this game against Trump and so on, along with Rosenstein and others. They're also going to be captured, the leakers, the criminals, the Satanists. It's all tied in. This war is not just spiritual. It's geopolitical. It's genetic. It's galactic and cosmic. And you chronologically show it very and amazingly adeptly in your book, The Great Inception. Derek P. Gilbert, let's get you back on regularly, at least once a week, to continue this discussion on your remarkable book. You can get it at Amazon and .com and where else?
You also get it at the SkywatchTVStore.com.
SkywatchTVStore.com. Yeah. Excellent. We'll be
in touch
and get a time schedule for you to come on soon. Take care, everybody. Take action. Read your Bible, but read this book and correlate it, and you'll find out a lot more. Thanks, Derek. Appreciate it. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Have a great rest of the day.
Take care.
Without the right accessory.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.